W for DJW, mobile.
For DJW in 0TR. Good afternoon, old man.
W4DJW. And Abby and Sophie in tow. Headed out to McDonald's. Amy's got a craving for a fish sandwich. What you up to?
Right now I'm bouncing back and forth between the Carolina Panthers, which I am not a football fan per se. I was looking for Kansas City. I sat down for the first 5 minutes since about 9 o'clock this morning. Mowed leaves, mulch leaves, cleaned the lawnmower up, checked the water in the lawnmower, cleaned the battery off, simple greened everything else I could. Went down and changed the SD card in the game camera. Oh, just got done mowing the lawn today and cleaning up the mower. And I think I'll wait till spring before I change the Earl and the filter and all that. But it's right there. I do that every 50 hours. And now I'm going out to finish up installing a handrail on the steps there in the carport. Hope your day's easier than mine.
The images on the SD card yet?
My pocket if I didn't lose it. No, they're building a house back there now, Dave, and I think that's going to knock the dickens out of my wildlife.
I used to have cameras set up, and I'd get really close-up pictures of red cardinals and yellow finches and bluebirds and saw those catbirds, those gray birds that attack cats. Got a bunch of squirrels. Saw a bunch of vultures fly over the house this morning when I had Abby and Sophie out. And I had to go inside and look up what kind they were because I had never seen that kind before. They're all black under their belly except for their wingtips are white. And they've got a really thick wing cord and a short, stubby tail. They look like they're called black vultures. And I guess they're common in South Carolina, but I've never seen them before.
This is NGRLTR. Yeah, we've had them down there at the back of the property before, after probably a squirrel or something, or a wabbit. I don't know. Don't see many wabbits around here. But I love to see those things soar. But they congregate down at the bottom of the big hill there, Dave. And sometimes you got to honk at them to get them to move if there's a dead squirrel on the road or something that's been killed. They just don't want to move. And I'm telling you, that'd be like hitting a wild turkey, you know it?
Big. These aren't turkey vultures either. They're really common around here. They're the ones that have the bald head. Well, I guess they both have bald heads, but the black vultures have black heads. I haven't seen one on the ground. I might have seen one on the ground, didn't know what it was. But all we saw today was there was 9 of them circling over the house as they were passing by, and they were flying right at treetop level. I thought they was going to run in. I thought they were going to run into the trees, but they were circling right at treetop. And Abby noticed them. Abby stopped in her tracks and she looked up and she was watching them because I mean it was really obvious. There's 9 of them. And then another flock of them came in and merged with that flock. And it got to be, the sky was just full of them. It was kind of fun. We just sat out there in the front yard and watched them for about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes.
There's some birds that they fly in circles, and they must be 1,000 feet. Really don't know what they are. The crows also, they're migrating. And I never realized till I come down here, well, a little before that, that crows migrated in the fall, but they do, because we used to have tons of them up in Kansas. In fact, guys would go out hunting them. But they would congregate. But the other morning, my yard was full of them, and both neighbors' yards were full of them, and it just took an inch and a half firecracker to get rid of them. The droppings and that, I can do without that. It's an old yard.
And the blackbirds both hound the birds of prey. I don't know if they hound the vultures that much. I didn't see them doing that. But when there's a bird of prey coming over, the crows and the blackbirds, they'll dive by them and grab them by the back of their head with their feet. And they have to bob their head up and down to avoid getting scratched. But I'm here at the drive-thru, so I'm going to go ahead and go through, Tom. If you're still around, you're not out doing the rest of your chores, I'll pick you up in a little bit. N0TR, W4DJW.
Well, I just had some homemade summer sausage with 4-year-old Wisconsin cheese and some miniature pickles and crackers. And I'll just work in a breadstick now that Bernice just made. See you in a bit. N0TR.
That homemade summer sausage sounds pretty good there, Tom. K4WCL, John here.
Guess I can talk with my mouth full. I'm having a cup of coffee and one of Bernice's breadsticks. Her summer sausage is as far uptown as you can get. It's just absolutely delicious. Even the smell of it's good. And the kids bring us down some Wisconsin cheese every year for Christmas. We still got some. Oh, my, that sharp Wisconsin cheddar is just hard to beat, too, John. But I'm just resting here with a cup of coffee and a breadstick. How's your day going?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, you're snacking there very well. Sounds good. We're on the way back home to Georgia, coming down Highway 11, just a couple miles north of Walhalla. Beautiful day. Thursday evening and Friday, we froze our buns off out walking and whatnot. And then, 60 degrees out or so. It's quite pleasant.
59 out in the sun here, and it feels like 64. The wind started blowing to the north when I was out there mowing the leaves out front a while ago. And it got kind of chilly, so I put on my radio headsets that play whatever station you want, 92.5 is what I like, country western. I like classical, but they're hard to pick up the stations with those little earmuffs. But I don't listen to much of it anymore. I used to. But I just went through the SD card here from the game camera. That new house they're building back there, it's about 150, 175 yards back there. And there's some timber line in between us. But they're just going to destroy the wildlife, seeing it on the cameras. Used to just love that. I don't hunt anything anymore. I'm too old.
That commercial announcement there? Yeah, I used to have a game camera. I used to set it up out there in the woods, side of the house. Mainly deer and rabbits and the occasional bear I'd get on it. But I haven't had a card or batteries in it in quite some time. I got a bunch of cameras around the house, security cameras that'll record motion. Every once in a while, I'll play those back, see what kind of wildlife is abound. Sorry to hear they're developing behind you. Our place up here is totally wooded around us. We're the only house on our street. And I don't see nearly as much wildlife, though, as you would think, but I guess it's because there's so much, natural woodland that they have plenty of places to hide. We live in a typical subdivision in Georgia, and I see more deer in my neighborhood in Georgia almost on a daily basis than I do up here living in the woods there, Tom.
For W4DJW to come back in, if you're there, Dave, we'll jump back in. One nothing on the game camera, Dave. He asked me that question. He's picking up some grub for supper, I guess. Well, no, maybe lunch. Well, I'm just watching the PGA golf tour now. It's a little more mundane for us old folks than football. But I'll watch Kansas City later if it's on. Yeah, our daughter lives in West Bloomfield, Michigan, John, and it's a suburb quite a ways from Detroit, but it's still a suburb, and some of the most beautiful deer you've ever seen come up and eat her flowers and anything else that she happens to grow out there. They just, is that birds down there breaching that gulf right away? I bet it is. Looks like geese. They're going to get a white, an awakening if that ball goes low. But at any rate, they're just awesome. I mean, 10, 12-point bucks and stuff like that. And I told them a firecracker would take care of it because, well, it's like the crows the other day when they were out there. I just showed an inch and a half firecracker out there, and they're gone, you know.
Getting to you and Dave chat, and I got a good chuckle out of that. You know, I grew up north of New York City, Tom, and all the property to the east and the north, we were like the last house on our street. And then miles and miles and miles and ten thousands of acres of property was all owned by the Rockefeller family. Just beautiful, beautiful property. And he had all kinds of cinder horse trails through the property and these beautiful stone bridges that were built probably in the 20s and 30s. And I used to see deer up there all the time. And, yeah, they'd come down to my dad's garden and eat his tomato plants. He had quite a time. You wouldn't think being that close to New York City, you'd see a whole lot of wildlife, but because there was so many acres of just unspoiled natural land, we used to see a lot of deer up there. And about once every 10 years, Rockefeller would open up the property for hunting to thin the herd down a little bit. I don't know if they still do that anymore. I haven't lived up there in 45 years or so, but yeah, the deer can be very destructive for sure. This is K4WCL.
Dave, if you got your food, we'll come back in. Yeah, John, that sounds beautiful. Well, my brother, when my wife and I first got married, he was in the Navy, and so was I. And he took us down sightseeing in San Francisco and out in one of the redwood forests there. And then we went to Pebble Beach, and they got what they call a 17-mile drive. And there was deer all over that golf course. And then we got to see Seal Rock, and it was covered with seal. The deer on that golf course was pretty impressive.
California. But since I've really never been there, I've been to San Diego once many, many years ago. And we're very good at being a Navy guy. My dad was a Navy man. He served right after World War II. And he was a radio man, and that's where he learned CW and got his ham ticket way back in the late 40s. So very good. What did you do in the Navy? Were you a radio guy?
I'm a submarine warfare operator. I started out as an aviation electrician's mate. Went to boot camp in San Diego and then went to Jacksonville for 7 months in school. And then they flew me back to San Diego and I went to VS 41 and entered the flight crew training. I wasn't a pilot. And basically, you could say our job was to detect and sink Russian submarines, you might say, if it become necessary, which it wasn't, thank God. And then we tracked all the shipping, and we did passive electronic countermeasures, reconnaissance, and things like that. And then when my brother caught a P-3 squadron up in Mountain View, California, I asked for a transfer and got transferred up there. And their house was in Sunnyvale and ours was in Mountain View. I could ride a bicycle over to the base, actually. It was that close. Just out the gate, under the bridge, and right down the street. But the only trade-off was it didn't land on a carrier. And I love, you know, landing, taking off on the carrier and flying off of it. I just didn't like living on it that well. It's not a pleasant life, but we were well taken care of. Don't misunderstand me, but that's what I did. It was an old World War II carrier.
I say this, but I don't even know what kind of ship my dad was on. But after his service, he got called up during Korea in the Air Force Reserve. And he was stationed in Newfoundland during Korea, again as a radio operator. But after his military service, he went to work for a company called Hudson Laboratories. It was a division of, or owned by, or a subsidiary of Columbia University. And I didn't know this until many, many years later, but during the 60s, my dad used to go away for like 3 months, 4 months at a time on a ship. And I was just a little kid then, but I was told that he was out doing oceanography research. But what they were really doing, and it was top secret, so he couldn't talk about it, but they were out putting out listening devices for the Russian subs. And he would be gone for months at a time.
When I graduated to seat number 4 in the S2 Grumman, seat 3 was radar, electronic countermeasures, magnetic anomaly detection, which probably you don't know what I'm talking about, and sniffer. And then seat 4 was acoustical warfare, and it was called Julie and Jezebel. And I went through that training and graduated to that. And it was our job to monitor the sonobuoys that we dropped in the water that were listening devices for the subs. But we were well aware of what your dad done, and we weren't allowed to say the word. I couldn't even say the word Jezebel. It was secret. But they were listening devices for submarines, and we could track them. And now everything's out. Everybody knows everything. But that's been back in the 60s. But those were called SOSUS, S-O-U-S-S, I think is how they spelled it. You can look up SOSUS stations on Google, and they're all over the world. I mean, they surround Hawaii, they surround the United States, and then information from us to them or them to us would pass back and forth. But, yeah, there were hundreds and hundreds of miles of those listening devices down in the Bahamas and Puerto Rico, Cuba, and all around, and they were quite effective.
I wish I had asked him more about that after he was allowed to talk about it. And I'm talking about this was going on in the mid-60s. I probably didn't find out about this until the mid-90s. So, and I know he spent a lot of time in the Atlantic, because I know he used to go to Bermuda quite a bit, but you know, he's been gone almost 20 years now, but I wished I had found out more about that because, you know, the older I get, the more interesting that sounds. Tom, I'm going to go ahead and clear with you. I'm in Westminster. Once I turn on to 123 here, I will not hear the repeater very well. Good chatting with you, though. Hopefully you and Bernice will have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Hopefully you'll find your Kansas City Chiefs on the TV. I don't care much for the pro football game. I do enjoy college. I enjoyed watching the Georgia game as well as the Clemson game last night. There was some good football on TV for sure. So go ahead and wrap it up there, Tom. Hopefully we'll catch you next week and we're back up in the upstate. N0TR. 73 from K4WCO.
Yeah, nice talking to you, John. The pleasure's all mine, sir. I'm like you. My daughter was a fullback for the National Women's Football League in Detroit many years ago when they had a National Women's Football League. And her and her husband, neighbors, all of them, they're nuts about football. I mean, they always got neighbors over watching the big screen. Not me. I never cared for it in high school. I played in the band. I never cared for it. I still don't. I went to about one a year for my grandson, because I'm not able now, really, to be honest with you. And it's just a little too Neanderthal for me, and I don't like to see people get hurt. But at any rate, John, there's a lot of people love it, and that's fine. I watch a little bit of the Kansas City game off and on, but usually, you know, it's like the last quarter and the last 5 or 10 minutes if it's a close game. And that's about the height of my football. I don't even know when the game is today, this evening probably. But right now, we are going to go out, and you know, I didn't plan on sitting down this long, but I've enjoyed it. And we're going to get that handrail up for my wife, because she's got to have a new hip installed here this month, and I want that guardrail on there. And this seems like going to be the warmest day in a long time. You and yours have a good trip, and hurry up and get retired, John. It's really enjoyable. But don't think you'll not have anything to do, because I'm busier now than I ever was. Take care. Before WCL, I'm not sure if I got that right, John. At any rate, this is N0GR 73, and I'm clear.
Bernice with the hip replacement there, Tom. And, yeah, we're looking at 3 months and 20 days, roughly. I don't know what today is, 8th, 9th, 10th. We'll just say 3 months and 20 days. See ya, K4WCL.
I'll get that call right at K4WCL, and I recognize it, John, so forgive me. I'm getting old. It is the 8th. My wife's over there making lots of noise. She's getting ready to bake something else and opening some K-shoes from Costco. Take care. Have a safe trip. This is 0TR clear, and in CW, we call it QRT. We'll shut her down.
KM4UTF to the Navy vet before you close down.
Go ahead, sir.
Comment from something I saw on the news. It looks like there is a piece of the USS Arizona that is currently on display in Simpsonville. I saw it on Channel 7's website.
There for Saturday for December 7th. God bless them. And the Oklahoma was a real bad one, too. They lost 439. And I think they've only recovered 37 of them or something like that. But my wife and I have our kids send us as a 40th anniversary present to Hawaii. And we've actually went out to the memorial and saw the big granite wall down at the end of the memorial and rode the ferry out to it. And it's... is still leaching oil out of it, but it is a national monument. There's no question about that. One of the worst we've ever had. That and the 911. That was bad. Anyways, I got to run, sir. And give me your name and your call again, so I'll try to remember it. This is 0TR.
Sir, it is Kilo Mike 4, Uniform, Thames, Foxtrot, Jonathan. You have a good day, sir. 73.
Very kind of you to mention that, and I appreciate it. This is 0TR. Click.